Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Caro podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
How did your kid embarrass you in public?
Oh.
I guess the royal family had some stuff to deal with over the weekend at the Jubilee party.
Oh, yeah. Prince Louis was definitely the star of the show in just about every event they went to, including the latest one where I guess he was upset with his mom, Kate, telling him to behave, and he tried to cover her mouth, and ooh, then like she wasn't having it, so she had some other choice words for him, and then he started making faces at her and did the whole like thumb on the nose. And
I saw that he ran over and sat in Charles' lap, and I'm like, if you're going to Charles,
right,
to be comforted, yeah, or to be able to get away with something.
He tried to throw a chair cushion. Like, oh, he was just going off.
And wasn't all this happening? Like, it's during the Jubilee. There's hundreds of thousands of people in front of Buckingham Palace. They're on a balcony, and he's acting like he's never been in public
before.
The
video's gone viral.
Oh.
And the royals, I don't care if you're 1, 2, or 100, is the entire British population looks at you as an example.
Absolutely.
Of like manners and how to conduct yourself, yeah, properly. So it's just beautiful.
Really. Kid probably had to go get his own switch after that.
Maybe.
How did your kid embarrass you in public? Brittany in Paulding County, get started with you.
Yeah, my son was running through Walmart screaming, "Where's Hot Mama?" Because my husband called me Hot Mama.
How is that embarrassing? You should be like, "I'm right here."
Yeah. 404-741-0985. Talking about kids embarrassing you in public after William and Kate had their hands full with their kids over the weekend at that same event. Samantha and Dunwoody, your kids are pretty notorious.
I've had my kids, they're 6 and 4, and they don't always behave, especially out in a restaurant. I've had them have complete and total meltdowns where we've had to physically pick them up and carry them out to the car. People stare at you, and I had in one restaurant they applauded.
So her kids were so bad. When they left the restaurant, people applauded. Amazing. Appreciate it. Tanisha, in Atlanta, how did your kids embarrass you in public?
We were at Chick-fil-A. She was about 2 years old. We were standing in line. And she asked, "Mommy, why is that man so short?" I couldn't see him, but the crowd around me kind of knew what she was talking about, but I couldn't see him. And I just told her to be quiet. And she sat there for a little while, thought about it, and then she said, "Oh, I know. He's Santa's helper." And then the crowd kind of parted so that
I could see
a little person standing in the front of the line. I don't think he heard, but oh, my goodness.
You weren't at the dwarf house, were you?
Oh, no.
I was just looking for
clarification yesterday on Be Kara.
That's right. Yeah, that was on the phone. Yeah, we danced around that one like we're dancing around this call.
Thank you so much. 404-741-0985. Talking about the time that your kid embarrassed you in public. Susan and Cumming?
Well, I have 2 little girls 2 years apart, and when the youngest was still in the car seat, the oldest was a bit rambunctious, and when we would go to the grocery store, Publix has the shopping carts with the bench seat attached to the back, but the buckles on those seats aren't the best. So I traveled with a belt in my diaper bag to strap her down
in case she was.
One day, one particularly rambunctious day, I pulled that belt out to buckle her in, and in the middle of Publix, top of her lungs, "No, Mommy, not the belt. Please, Mommy, no, not the belt. Not the belt."
Oh, my goodness. 404-741-0985. Talking about kids embarrassing you in public. Babs in Smyrna.
I was at the grocery store waiting in line, and my son was about 4, maybe. and he had just learned about dump trucks. And when they back up, they beep. Mm-hmm. So we were in line, and this really heavy-set lady in front of us started backing up with her cart.
No.
And he started going, beep, beep,
oh,
beep.
No.
How old?
He was between 3 and 4.
Oh, my goodness. Too young to kill.
Right.
Too young to kill.
And hopefully, like, he doesn't learn how to play the tuba, and then he's, like, following her around, like, womp, 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 womp.
Actually, he did take the tuba in
Stop.
High school.
You never attended one of his performances, just out of fear. Kimberly in LJ, we are talking about the time that your kid embarrassed you in public.
We were sitting in our local restaurant, Shane's Rib Shack, and she was about 5 at the time. Sit there and starts eating food, but she looks around at the next table, and there's a couple of officers that were sitting there, our local LJ sheriff's, you know, officers.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing we know, she just gets out of her chair, turns, looks straight at them, and starts singing the theme song to Cops. Bad boys, what you gonna do?
Keeping you up to date with everything happening in this crazy world.
Hey, what happened?
Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. 728, humid, small chance of a shower today with a high of 87. 68 in Midtown. Braves beat the Rockies 8-7. They're off today. What's going on, Kara?
I'll tell you about the new questionable ice cream flavor hitting stores this month. But have you noticed that the water tastes different depending on where in Georgia you are?
I used to live in Memphis, Tennessee. It was like the elixir of life. They were under like some aquifer that was there for so long. It was the greatest tasting water in the world.
You would never expect that of
No,
Memphis.
Right. Well, it's the one good thing.
Well, Gwinnett County is actually headed to the national water competition
after
beating out all other Georgia counties for having the best tasting water in the state. Apparently, the Georgia Association of Water Professionals made the call last week after a blind taste test and vote. They say their water is coming from Lake Lanier and is treated at the Shoal Creek filter plant as well as the Lanier filter plant and is constantly tested for quality and taste. But we'll see how they stand up to the rest of the U.S. and the National American Waterworks Competition.
Oh, that's going to be on ESPN.
Month.
That's going to be a
it's
show.
It's
got to
be, right?
It's going to be on ESPN 8 The Ocho.
Now, more than half of us have done it. Blocked at least one family member on social media. Time to Play did a little survey and found that 55% of people have blocked their family members on Facebook, usually because of posting hateful or toxic things, fake news, or too much political nonsense. But when it comes to Instagram, the numbers were much lower. Only a quarter of people say that they've given their family the block, and it was really to hide their own content rather to avoid what other family was posting.
Yeah.
So who have you guys blocked?
My ex-sister-in-law.
Really?
I don't care. Like, you want to be left or right, you know, Republican or Democrat, that's fine. I don't care. It's when you go so extreme. Like,
right
or left. I'm like, nope, no time for it. See you later.
I had to block my cousin. He, like, every other week, he's, like, on and off with his... I don't know, wife, ex-wife, girl.
Geez.
I don't know what they are right now, but I just couldn't take it anymore. He had to go.
I don't block anybody, and I don't unfriend anybody. I mute them, and it's beautiful because they're none the wiser. You don't have to see their stuff, and so I will do that with people who don't agree with my political beliefs.
Now, everybody loves ice cream, especially in the summertime. There are so many different flavors to choose from, but you may need a different set of taste buds for this one. After the success of the mac and cheese ice cream that came out last year from a partnership with Van Leeuwen and Kraft, there's a new kid on the block. Dijon mustard ice cream, anyone?
Gosh, no.
Gray Poupon with salted pretzels is hitting Walmart shelves right now.
No.
I mean, that's not too bad. Like, you guys have never put maybe a little bit of pickle juice and like a dash of Gray Poupon in a Bloody Mary?
No.
Oh, no.
It will change your
but
life.
Ice cream?
If
mustard
I was ever
ice cream?
Not president, but like supreme leader of the globe, sure. I would outlaw the mustard seed altogether.
Altogether,
how strongly I feel,
yeah. But we wouldn't have mayonnaise either if you were in charge. So that, like, you gotta go.
You're done. You're already out.
Would only be allowed melted on pizza.
Oh, yeah.
it's hard to ask for forgiveness. Is it too late now to say sorry? So Tad, Drex, and Kara are here to help you do it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Cassie, your neighbor Megan had a baby. You didn't even realize she was pregnant?
We were honestly pretty close before the pandemic. And then, like, during the pandemic, you know, everyone social distanced and didn't see each other as much. And everything started, like, opening back up. We just, like, didn't reconnect at all. And
yeah, I mean, everybody was super busy during that. Like, everybody's trying to catch up. We have concerts to go to that we haven't been to in years. I get it.
Absolutely, absolutely.
How did you find out that she had a baby?
I honestly just happened to be looking out the window one day, and I saw her husband was loading a stroller into the back of their car, and then I saw that she had a baby in her arms. And then I saw her drive off with the baby in her arms in the front seat. So I reached out to her after seeing that, and I said, oh my gosh, congratulations. I can't believe that we lost touch, yada, yada, yada. I noticed that you didn't have a car seat, and I would be more than happy to buy you one.
Oh, wait. She didn't have a car seat in the car. You saw them drive off, no car seat.
Holding the baby.
Yes.
That's the number one. I mean, this is not the 1970s. The number one thing now is that you would have a car seat.
Yeah. Did she respond? Cassie, did Megan respond to the text message you sent her?
Oh, yeah. And it was bizarre.
What did she say?
She said, were you the one who ratted me out? And that was it. And I haven't heard from her since.
Oh, so she must have gotten pulled over.
I think, like, now she thinks, like, I ratted her out. And right. It's like, well, now I'm, like, worried that DFAX is going to get involved. And what if they take away her baby? Or what if they already did? Like, I haven't heard from her or seen the baby again since then.
First of all, you're like, congrats on the baby. You don't have a car seat. What's wrong with you? And then you get, did you rat me out? So, you know, I get why you're needing forgiveness.
Yeah, because, like, I obviously would never want her baby. Like, she's a new mom. She might not have known. Like, and I didn't call the cops. I obviously didn't. But obviously she thinks that I did. So.
And had you known about the baby, you could have gotten her a car seat for the baby shower.
I would have gotten her food. I would have, like, reached out and helped. I would have, like, you know, it's like pandemic baby. It's crazy. Like, I could have thrown a baby shower. Like,
right.
I don't know. Like,
meal trains.
Yeah. So, Cassie, it sounds like you want to make it right, clear the air, and ask her for some forgiveness here.
Absolutely. And, you know, make sure she has a car seat.
Yeah, right.
We're going to get her number from you, and we're going to call her next, okay?
Thank you so much, guys.
You goofed, and now you need forgiveness. I'm sorry. Tad, Drex, and Kara are going to help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Cassie noticed her neighbor had a baby and no car seat, so she texted her and offered to buy her a car seat. Her friend Megan responded, are you the one that ratted me out? Cassie's like, oh my gosh, you got pulled over by the cops. What a mess. Cassie, sit tight. Megan's not going to know you're on the line.
Hello?
Good morning, Megan.
Yeah, this is Megan.
This is Tad, Drex, and Kara. We're calling from B98.5. How are you? We just wanted to call you to congratulate you on the new baby.
What do you mean?
We heard that you had a new baby, and we just wanted to call and say congrats and see if you needed anything, like, I don't know, maybe a car seat.
Okay, yeah.
Or...
No, there's no baby.
Oh, no.
No baby.
Was he or she taken away?
What? I don't have any children.
We have your friend Cassie on the phone. This is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget. Cassie, do we have the right Megan here? Do you recognize her voice?
Hey, Megan, this is Cassie, your neighbor.
Were you the one to report us?
No, I swear I didn't call the police on you. I just noticed that you didn't have the car seat, and I just wanted to reach out. Like, I wanted to make sure that you had a car seat.
The police? No, I wasn't sure if you called TSA on me.
The TSA?
Like the air travel TSA at the airport?
To report what?
Well, I noticed the people with kids and babies get special treatment at airports, so... I don't know. It was a long time ago now. I bought a little baby doll and a cheap stroller so I can get through security faster.
What? The baby that you were holding in your arms when you drove away from your house last weekend was fake?
That's a doll?
When they see you have a stroller, they pull you out of the line and they send you up to the front.
So when you're saying when you fly, you notice that people with babies that need a little extra time loading up on the plane, they get to load first. And so you
But also, like, it's security. They really take care of you.
And I guess nobody asks to see the baby. They just...
It's wrapped in a blanket, and who's going to want to interrupt a baby sleeping, you know? Sometimes I, like, bounce the doll around like I'm trying to keep her quiet. You know, her name's Delta. Literally.
Wow.
This is unhinged.
This is insanity.
Cassie, are you buying this?
This is literally crazy. I thought you reported us because this last time we got caught out and, you know, they made us wait for zone 3 or whatever. It was awful.
Zone 3 with all of us commoners? General
yeah,
boarding?
Pretty much.
Did they confiscate the baby?
No, but they made me, like, put it in my luggage.
Oh, Cassie, could you imagine if you saw Megan put the baby in the luggage? You would have lost your mind.
Oh, okay, then I would have absolutely called.
Megan, this feature's called Forgive and Forget, and, you know, Cassie was calling because she thought she missed the birth of a real child. I guess you guys haven't talked for a while, so do you forgive her for...
Well, yeah, I mean, of course, like, I forgive her for that, but I have to say, it's kind of offensive, Cassie, that you would think I wouldn't use a car seat. I mean, it just shows what you really think of me.
You don't even have a real baby. You know, honestly, I don't know what to think. No.
Cassie's like, on the defensive
wild.
Now?
Wait.
Absolutely.
Megan, you are judging Cassie
For judging me.
For judging you.
Yeah.
The person who uses a fake baby to get to the front of the line.
So, Cassie, if you still want to get me a baby shower gift at this point, it would be awesome if you paid the annual fees for a Delta Amex card, because I'm going to have to get one of those now.
I want to live on y'all street.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Oh. All right, coming up tomorrow, Jim had a good reason to miss his daughter's graduation, but she didn't think so, and she's been icing him out. Even Father's Day is in jeopardy at this point. Forgive and Forget tomorrow morning, every weekday morning at 7.
Our pop culture princess is ready to play. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. We say a good Monday morning to Megan and Canton. Hello.
Good morning.
What was the highlight of your weekend, Megan?
We saw Maverick.
Ooh, yeah. You did.
You and everyone else.
There's actually a Top Gun question in here. So why don't you go ahead and kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
All right, Kara, you got to go.
I'm gone, Megan. Good luck.
You too.
Kara, we'll step out. I'll ask you these 5 trivia questions, and we'll bring Kara back in, ask her the same questions. If you can answer more right than Kara, she's going to have to pay you $100 of her own money. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Question 1. J-Lo accepted the Generation Award last night at the MTV Movie Awards. The actor who slapped Chris Rock a few months ago won that award in 2016. Who's that?
Will Smith.
Question 2. Shakira and her longtime partner have split after 12 years. What part of Shakira's body doesn't lie?
Her hips.
Number 3. In a pre-recorded video, Queen Elizabeth was shown having tea with an animated Paddington bear for her jubilee. Paddington wears a blue raincoat and what color hat?
Yellow.
Number 4. Top Gun won the box office for a second straight weekend. What California city is home to the pilot's training base?
San Diego.
Number 5. Another star from the Tiger King documentary was arrested in South Carolina by the FBI yesterday. What state was Joe Exotic's Tiger Zoo located in?
Oklahoma.
Oh, boy.
Wow, Megan, just slipping up on one question. Yeah, I had to Google it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Kara making her way back in. Ready to take on the same questions?
I'm ready.
And this is not a sure thing for you. She did very well.
Uh-oh.
Question 1. J-Lo accepted the Generation Award last night at the MTV Movie Awards. The actor who slapped Chris Rock a few months ago won it in 2016. Who's that?
Will Smith.
So Megan said 1-1.
2. Shakira and her longtime partner split after 12 years. What part of Shakira's body doesn't lie?
Oh, her hips.
What part of your body doesn't lie, Kara?
How dare you?
All right, Megan said that 2-2.
3. In a pre-recorded video, Queen Elizabeth was shown having tea with an animated Paddington bear for her jubilee. Paddington wears a blue raincoat and what color hat?
A red hat.
I had to Google it. You know, sometimes he'll wear a yellow raincoat and like red boots, or sometimes it's a yellow boot, but the hat is always red.
Okay.
Always. Megan said yellow, so you're up 3-2, Kara.
Question 4. I think you're going to make up some ground on this one. Top Gun 2 won the box office for a second straight weekend. What California city is home to the pilot's training base?
San Diego?
Wow. Is the right answer. Wow. It's what Megan said. Kara's up 4-3, though.
Find the number 5. Another star from the Tiger King documentary was arrested in South Carolina by the FBI yesterday. What state was Joe Exotic's Tiger Zoo located in?
Oklahoma.
That's what Megan said. And the questions for a Monday morning, they were tough. And you both did really well. But a final score of 5-4. Megan and Canton, are you smarter than Kara?
Not today.
All right, Kara, your new record, 1,284 wins and just 40 losses.
Ooh, sorry, Megan.
All good.
We play every weekday morning, 6:35 and 7:35. You can always sign up. Just go to TadDrexandKara.com. See if you can do this. See if you can name these songs by only hearing the first 5 seconds of them. It's Beat Shazam. Top Gun 2 is now Tom Cruise's biggest grossing movie ever in the United States, which is crazy when you consider the number of movies that he's been
a
in.
Ton.
Huge movies.
Got a friend that's seen it 4 times?
Yeah.
Really?
Not surprised. So today's Beat Shazam theme, songs from Tom Cruise movie soundtracks.
Fun.
Ooh.
Starting with Kara.
Danger Zone. I don't know who sings that. Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Kenny Loggins. Yeah. I went to the danger zone. Drex can pull out to an early lead if he can identify this song. Any wedding DJ should be able to identify.
Well, any kid that grew up in Detroit, too. Bob Seger and Old Time Rock and Roll.
Yes, sir. Still like the old time of rock and roll. More cowbell. That kind of music just soothes the soul. I reminisce about the days of old. I mean, everybody's on the dance floor during that
point.
Oh,
for sure.
Their hands are
that's
in
an,
the air.
That's an early one. You play that while grandma's still there.
Back over to Kara. Drex is in the lead, 1-0. These are songs from Tom Cruise movie soundtracks. Love is like a bomb, 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 bomb.
Def Leppard, Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Yes, ma'am.
What movie?
Rock of Ages.
Okay.
Oh.
Honestly, I could have done an all Rock of Ages thing. Back over to you, Drex. Tied up at 1-1 right now.
Dreams by the Cranberries?
That is.
The movie?
On the soundtrack for the original Mission Impossible.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
I know, right? I was just as surprised and delighted as you were. Final round, Drex in the lead, 2-1.
Oh, man. Take my breath away, but I don't know who sings
Berlin, it. Come on.
Do you know anything from the Top Gun soundtrack, honestly?
Apparently.
Drex, you've already won.
Yes.
But we cannot go away without playing the best song in today's Beat Shazam. I mean, this will be an earworm. People will hate us. Ugh.
Is it Kokomo by the Beach Boys?
Wow. Final score, 3-1.
What was it, Ted? I couldn't hear you. What's the final score?
3-1.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.